The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi and welcome to the podcast. My name is Daniel Latto and this episode was recorded via video down at my favourite coffee shop. Now obviously not everybody can watch the video, so we move this onto an MP3 so that you guys can also listen to it via the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, it's Dan Latto from daniellatto.co.uk. So I noticed recently in the news JP Morgan came out and just said a load of bad stuff about Bitcoin, saying it was all a scam and all of that kind of stuff. I thought that was interesting as a Bitcoin investor. So what happened was the Bitcoin price dropped, and then what happened was JP Morgan came in and bought loads of Bitcoin. And what, you still trust your bank? Do you? Your banks are just ripping us off left, right and centre, and thank God for cryptocurrency coming through. I know it's got a bad rap at the moment because every time somebody takes a hostage, they want to get paid in Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just a mechanism, a vehicle of currency. And people going, oh, well, Bitcoin's bad because hostage takers use it. Well, US dollar's bad because terrorists use it. Do you know what I mean? It's not the vehicle that's the bad thing. A gun can be used for offense or defense, right? Just as Bitcoin can, just as US dollar can, such as the UK pound or the euro or whatever. So, if you think that your banks have got your best intentions at heart, then they totally haven't. You look at the interest rates that they're charging. They charge out a credit card at 20%, and then they're giving the savers, whose money they're lending to the credit card company, to some extent anyway, they're giving them like what? Like 0.5%, 1% on their savings? Banks, they're going to get a good kick in, I reckon, in the next 10 years, and it's about bloody time. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen with cryptocurrency, but I'm invested heavily in it. And by the way, I use the word invested there, and that's not actually the right word to use, because it's not an investment, it's a gamble. Okay, you might as well put £50,000 on black at the roulette table, because that's what it is. It's a gamble. I don't know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. It could be worth zero in 10 years' time. Or I actually think it's going to be worth quite a lot of money. So we're buying Bitcoin, Ethereum and Litecoin right now, and we're invested in it. I've used that word again, invested. We're not invested in it, we're gambling on it. So who knows what's going to happen there? But it's up to you to start making those decisions and start looking at some of these alternate investments. But also bear in mind, there's a wasp near me, also bear in mind that as well as these investments that you need to be making, you need to be paying down your credit cards. No point in gambling money into Bitcoin and Litecoin and all of that kind of thing, only to find that all your credit cards are maxed out. That's crazy. It's costing you 20% in real money, not the fake Monopoly money. So it's crazy. So you just need to work out exactly what you're doing with that. And I'm getting attacked by a wasp. And I'm hoping it's not going to sting me. I know attacking a wasp probably not the best thing to do, is it? But anyway, can't help it. So you got to work out what your plan is. And this is the problem that most people have, is they haven't got a plan. They don't know what they're going to do. Well, I'll do a bit of Bitcoin here, a bit of gracias. A bit of water for the dog there. Yeah, gracias. So you got to work out what you're going to do. Are you going to invest in Bitcoin? Are you going to invest in property? Are you going to invest? Are you going to pay down your credit card? What are you going to do? So, but whatever you do, you need to be going against what the banks say, because they're just liars. They're complete and utter liars. JP Morgan just totally blew it out of water as to how much they actually lie about stuff. Oh no, Bitcoin's really bad. And then, oh, we're going to buy loads of Bitcoin. It's crazy. Lying bastards. So, apologize for the French there, but it's just really annoying. What's that about? Just taking advantage of the mask who actually don't understand what Bitcoin is or cryptocurrency. And they can take advantage and they're just playing the markets. It's not the first time and it won't be the last time. So it's about time for you guys to get educated about what's going on and take further control over your finances. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.